Welcome to episode 166 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
Alright guys, so this category that we're picking, category N.
Sure.
Naruto.
Naruto, yep.
It's a good pick. It's a big popular one.
I mean, it was kind of the only one we haven't truly really covered yet, as far as the big one, so, and since we're doing our picks, we figured we might as well just...
Yeah, I mean, it's a good pick regardless, but yeah.
I mean, so...
Naruto is a Japanese manga series written and illustrated by Masashi Kishimoto. Tells the story of Naruto Uzumaki, blah, 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 young ninja. It's told in two parts. One is, the first part is in his teenage, preteen years. And then the second part is in his teen years. Apparently, I didn't know this, the series is based on two one-shot mangas by the author.
Oh.
So he made two one-shots, and I guess
they did
loved the idea and just kept going with it.
I mean, it was a smart move.
The manga's original run was from 1999 to 2014. The anime was 2002 to 2007, and then 2007 to 2017. So Naruto and then Naruto Shippuden.
Right. Yeah, premise?
Naruto's... Well, they live in a ninja world.
A ninja kind of world, yeah.
Where there's different nations, and each nation is really more of a village than a nation.
Well, they live in a ninja world until it's convenient to not be a ninja world.
Specifically in the movies, but yes. But, like, whenever they want to be somewhere or do something, like, they can have an item that'll do it for them.
Yes.
Like, trains. I think there's trains at some point. In the movie, they use, like, electronic earpieces.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's a ninja world. And the nations in the world are really more like villages, like the village hidden in the leaf.
Even though they call them cities, but whatever.
Well, I mean, it is more of a city than a village, but they also call it a nation. It's really not a nation.
That's true, too.
So I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
But anyway, each village has ninjas that protect the people in the village. Well, Naruto's in the leaf. There's different clans, and some clans have blood traits.
Blood traits, yes.
We'll get into that later. But essentially, each village, or most villages, had a demon trapped inside, sealed inside one of their children.
I still don't remember that. I just thought some...
It's much more a Shippuden thing.
Yeah, but no.
But, like, Gaara's one of them. He's from the sand.
But I thought it was just, like, Gaara...
The octopus guy. I don't know his f***ing name, but he's got the sword, and he's an octopus, and he's got the octopus
But I didn't
inside
think
him.
He was, like, part of a nation. I mean...
I forget which one, but yeah.
I still don't remember that.
So, all the Shippuden episodes, I only saw once, and I watched them literally 8 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I didn't finish Shippuden, but I did get through enough of it to know.
Well, that was towards, not the beginning of Shippuden, but towards the beginning. And when the octopus guy showed up. So it's like, it wasn't even 8 years ago. That was like 12 years ago.
Well, yeah, it's been a bit.
But anyway, I digress. Naruto has a fox, a fire fox.
Yeah, a nine-tailed demon fox.
Trapped inside of him. He starts off with him. Pretty much at, like, elementary school for ninjas.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all trying to pass to essentially become middle school ninjas.
Essentially.
Remember, we're not going to go through the names, just middle school ninjas. That's what he wants the pass to become. But he's terrible. And the main reason why he's terrible, and that's not explained until much later on, after we started watching, because I think Jiraiya explains
this. Yeah, some of his powers is locked
off. The seal that seals the fox, and also... locks down Naruto's chakra, so he can't really control all that well.
Right.
Well, anyway, he eventually passes, and the story is him and his friends being ninjas.
Essentially. Well.
For a while. And then there's an overarching
this
plot.
World's idea of what ninjas are, let's say.
Yeah, I mean, they're just magic users.
Yeah, essentially. They're magical. They're like D&D ninjas, let's say that.
Yeah. But not wizards. More like a monk.
Yeah,
along those D&D, like there's or a barbarian, like there's stuff in them that they can manipulate.
Yeah, but you know,
but yeah, that's kind of the premise.
It is the premise. There's stuff I like about the show, and there's stuff I hate about the show.
So yeah, I completely agree. Here's the thing: the first section of Naruto is for children.
Oh, it's definitely for children.
It's not for adults. It's not for teens. It's for children.
But I'm okay with children's stuff. My problem with this first section of Naruto is that it's slow.
Oh, it's backbreakingly slow.
Like,
there's a lot of filler.
Right.
And even when it's not filler, it's slow.
Like, their first mission they're sent on when they're a teen.
Oh, my God.
It's, like, 10 episodes long. I was begging for it to be episodic at that point. I was like, why isn't this 3 episodes long and you're giving us different missions?
There was no need for it to be more than that.
No, I know. Yeah. Like, give us...
There's no need for it to be more than 3 episodes.
They give us different missions so we can see them improving and stuff, because...
But no, they get one mission in middle school, and then, bam, high school test.
Yep.
Are you ready for high school?
Apparently they are. It's like, it goes really slow, and then we're jumping ahead for some reason. It's like, why?
And, like, of course there's little missions in between and everything, and you sort of see a little of it here and there, but not really.
Not really. It's all one continuous kind of thing, which normally would be good, but they tell it in such a slow way. It's just like, get to the point at this time, you know? Like, they start this high school test, and then in the middle of it, they just stop for 10 episodes or whatever. And it's like...
Well, it's a training session. Go get stronger. Yeah, I know. Come back.
Come back for the last part of this final that you need to pass. And in 10 episodes is when we decide to get back to that part of the story.
Mm-hmm. If only Naruto had his Rasengan for that.
Yeah, when does he pick that up?
Right after that.
Right after that?
Yeah. I'm pretty certain.
Yeah, because he only gets the frogs from Jirai. Mm-hmm. Jirai before that test.
Yeah, look, it's fun. It's good. It's a good shonen. They explain a bit of the ki manipulation or chakra manipulation here and there. They get into more explanation with it in Shippuden. Oh, at least towards the end of Naruto and then into Shippuden.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he's training with Jirai. And I'm a sucker for training.
Right.
I really am. Unfortunately, with the portions that we watched, there really wasn't any of that.
I mean, there was the bell, but...
Yeah, and you know, there was a bit, like, training to walk on the trees and the water and yeah. stuff. There was a bit, that's fair.
There was a little bit here and there, but it wasn't, like, a big part of it. It's like, again, they go into a story, and then they get bored and skip ahead. And then they slow down to a crawl again, and then they skip ahead again. So, well.
Yeah, the pacing is not great. The voice acting, although, is fine in the sense of, like, it's not technically bad,
right?
On a technical sense,
no.
But Naruto's screeching bad.
Well,
Sakura's not much worse, not much better.
Yeah, the voice acting's bad, and then I forgot just how insufferable Naruto actually is as a character.
Believe it.
Yeah, and it's like he's always right, and it's like you're not always right. But
well, I mean, he has reasons to be a little shit. Like the entire village ostracizing him.
Oh yeah, I know.
Instead of accepting him. Like, this should have been, instead of, what's Sasuke's brother's name, Itachi? Instead of Itachi and Sasuke, like, sort of abandoning the village, not really. It should have been a story about Naruto abandoning the village, really.
Right.
And, like, avenging, like, the way that they treated him his entire life.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, they all know the fox is inside him, and they all treat him like shit.
But that's not what I meant.
I know, but, like,
yeah, I know.
We had to get into that at some point.
Well, yeah, no, it's... Yeah, I don't understand his, like, attachment to the Leaf Village, honestly, considering how bad they treat him.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And that's poorly written.
And it's like you were introduced to his friends along the way, and then he makes friends with, like, Kakashi and all these other people who are teachers and stuff. Where were all these people beforehand?
Because they're only friends with him because he's become strong.
Yeah, that's what it feels like, right? They're just using him. It does. It feels like they finally got a use for this kid, so now we're going to put him... Get what we want out of him. It's dark turn if you think.
Apparently, Hinata always liked him, so that's something.
Huh?
Hinata always liked him, so that's something.
Yeah, I mean, but the relationship aspect of this is just as annoying as any other show. It's like everybody likes everybody, but they don't like the person they're supposed to like.
Of course.
So it's just.
Naruto is just oblivious of Hinata,
right?
So that's
main
character syndrome.
He's Goku essentially. He's got Goku syndrome. And then he's not, because he actually likes Sakura, but then Sakura likes Sasuke, and it's just like, and he doesn't like anybody.
he just wants to avenge his entire clan.
And it's just like, it's, the romance is garbage, and
yeah, well, that's a problem with, one, all anime.
Yeah, I know.
But two, even more specific, is shonens.
Yeah, I know.
No shonen I have ever seen has done romance in a good way.
I don't disagree, but it's just... It's front and center in this anime.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe Dragon Ball Z with Bulma and Vegeta. It's off screen. It happens.
Right, and
they're together, and it's off screen, and that's probably the best you could do for a shonen.
And Goku does end up with Chi Chi, so.
Yeah, but the whole Dragon Ball Chi Chi wanting, like, it was cringe.
Yeah, but Chi Chi's barely in Dragon Ball.
But she's there.
She's there. But it's not like. when they do romance in any other shonen, the female love interest is a main character.
Yes, that's true. That is true.
And they're in every episode. It's like, okay, we get it, you know. But I don't know. I hated it.
It's a fun show, and the payoff is great. Shippuden's great. Well, the parts that aren't filler.
Like, there's some good stuff within Naruto.
There is. Too. I love the training sessions.
I like the...
The origin story is fine. It's just that it's a child show. Like, it was great when I was a child watching
it. Yeah, but I like where they build up the Sasuke leaving part, and then Naruto and Sasuke fighting and leaving
in the show. And they have multiple fights.
Yeah, and that's an awesome moment in the show. Mm-hmm. And the show is really about Naruto and Sasuke's relationship. They just kind of squeeze Sakura in there for some reason, just to have it.
The one thing I always found odd, the Sharingan. One, what's his name? Their teacher?
Oh, Kakashi.
Kakashi is weak as f***. But then he's, like, strong as f*** later on. It's dumb. Like, later on in Shippuden, he's strong as shit.
Yeah.
But he's weak as shit right now. He can barely handle a f*** ninja that can manipulate a little bit of water. Whatever. Not my point. My main point was, the whole Sharingan and the illusion thing is a big thing later on, but, like, you never really see it effectively used, like, now.
You know why?
He's had that eye since he was a teenager.
I know exactly why. They didn't flesh that story out yet.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. But, like, you could win almost all your encounters with that thing.
Yeah, I know.
But even Sasuke, later on, once he, you know, learns how to use it and everything, and he does learn how to use it, you could win almost all your encounters. The only ones you couldn't win are against the other ones with eye blood traits.
Right. I know, but they didn't have it fleshed that out yet, so they're like, so we're gonna go this way. And then they wrote themselves in the corner, because now they have two overpowered things, and now they have to write themselves out of it, so.
Oh, we're gonna fight with the Susanoos now, or whatever they're called.
And they have to make up more MacGuffins to counteract the MacGuffins that they created. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about the other characters?
Sure.
Like, Sasuke, for instance.
Sasuke?
And his backstory.
Has a clan that lives inside the Leaf Village. His brother murders everyone in the clan.
We don't find that out in this, but yeah.
Yeah, we didn't quite get to that point. It was close. Another 20 episodes off, probably. I forget why. Something with Orochimaru, but I can't remember. Because he was actually doing it to save his brother.
Right.
I know that. And to save the village, maybe. I know that. But no one else knows that but him.
But yeah, but they think he was working for Orochimaru or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I forget exactly what was going on there. But quote unquote, he's a good guy, even though he massacred his entire family.
Right, yeah. Whatever. It's shonen. That's what happens. Everyone's redeemable at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, in the tuning exams, when Orochimaru gives Sasuke the seal, that cursed seal that he bites him with.
Yeah.
Was that intentional? Did he seek him out for that? Or was that did Orochimaru seek him out for that seal? Or was that just coincidental?
Oh, so from what I gather, especially from rewatching it recently with you.
Yeah.
They were fighting. He wanted to test Sasuke, I believe, to see if he was strong enough. Because if you listen to the dialogue, he's like, oh, you're a f***ing disappointment.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, he isn't a disappointment, so he imbues the curse seal mark on him.
I just was just wondering if it was a contrived thing and it just kind of pushed it all in later, or if it was planned from the start, essentially. Because it didn't. I always found it weird.
It feels like it was planned from the start.
Okay.
Because he wants another body to go into later on, much later on, you find. Well, not that
oh,
much.
Oh, by the way, Orochimaru is the bad guy in the antagonist in this.
Yeah, for most of Naruto.
Yeah, the overall arc in bad guy, I should say, anyway.
Mm hmm. And then, but, like, he's looking for another body to go into. He wants to live forever. So he transports his mind from body to body. But he wants a strong vessel, because he's strong.
He's Voldemort.
But if he goes into a weak vessel, then he's weak.
He's Voldemort.
Essentially, honestly. So, he, gives curse marks out to, like, prospective
people
that could be him.
Right. Okay, yeah. Like, pieces of, like, I remember pieces of the later stuff that's coming in. So it's, as you're talking about it, but, like... Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since I watched
it. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's coming back now, because you asked about it, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's why that happened.
But yeah, Sasuke is the other main character, essentially, so. And so that's why his backstory is more detailed, and he's got more focus, whereas, like I said, Sakura is just kind of squeezed in there. We'll figure out what to do with her later.
Yeah, she gets stronger and Shippuden, but
Not really. I mean, she's...
No, she does. She physically gets stronger. She can have a fight.
She can physically kick someone's ass. Yeah, but that doesn't mean nothing in Ninja World.
Well, sort of. I mean, Lady Tsunade does pretty decent for herself.
Sure, but Sakura still ends up the damsel more than...
Yes. Oh, no, 100%. She never really saves the day. That doesn't happen.
No. That's why they said, okay, she's the healer of the group. We're going to get into her here in later seasons and stuff. And then, of course, there is the other kids in the other groups that are on there. There's like two or three other groups that they focus on. And, you know, they do focus on them throughout the series. Yeah. They're not like, what's this guy? I mean, Shikamaru with the shadow is a big one.
He's cool. I like him. The fat guy that's with him, I don't know the names. The blonde-haired girl that's Sakura's rival.
I think her name's Ino.
Yeah.
And I want to say it's Chi something with the fat guy. I can't remember, though. I don't know.
There's Hinata, who's got the Hyuga bloodline trait.
Yeah.
Then there's the other kid that is her brother, older brother, or cousin. I can't remember.
Well, she calls him brother, but it's cousin.
And then there's Rock Lee. I like Rock Lee.
Well, everyone likes Rock Lee.
He's awesome. He trains hard.
And you forgot the guy with the dog.
Oh, yeah. I forgot his name.
And the insect guy, too.
Yeah. He's creepy.
And that's your main cast. It's a rotating cast, essentially, here. Because when we get to the point where Sasuke leaves, we didn't get to that point, though. But they start removing Naruto through the different...
Yeah, until they eventually get another third member for Team 7. I think they're Team 7.
I don't think they ever do really get a permanent...
They do. They get a guy that uses ink.
The ink paper I forget animal, his name. Yeah. But that's not until Shippuden, isn't it?
I think it's in Shippuden, yeah. So, but they do get it.
No, I mean, throughout the rest of the show, they're just putting in other teams.
It might be Naruto. Might be late Naruto. I can't remember.
I don't know. I do remember that.
We should watch more. We should watch more.
No, we're good.
All right.
We watched how many episodes? Well, I
52 for me.
I think I watched 50, and then I ended up watching the extra two because you said 52. But I wasn't going any further than that. And, you know, and then the rest of it is we've already actually seen.
Yeah.
So it's like we could go into...
We're just brushing it up a bit.
Yeah, we can go into a little more depth into a lot.
Rasengan's cool. It's a cool move.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
But Chidori's pretty cool, too.
Which one's Chidori?
Sasuke's lightning thing.
Lightning thing. You know what my problem is with the Rasengan? It reminds me too much, and it feels like a Kamehameha.
Yeah, but he doesn't shoot it.
I know.
It
has to stay in his palm. It's a close quarters one, but it's still a Kamehameha overall. Yeah. It's a little rip-off-y is all I'm saying.
Maybe. At least they go into more detail with it than just focus your energy and shoot it out. Like, right, he has to spin it and contain it and everything.
Right. And he needs another clone to help him do it a lot of the time.
Yes. I think two clones for a while. Yeah. And then eventually one clone. And then eventually he can do it by himself. And then he gets the Rasengan Shuriken, which is like an upgraded version. And then he needs clones to help him do it.
Naruto is, his whole strategy is just clones.
Yeah, just keep adding clones and massive amounts of chakra.
Until it works.
And it works.
I mean, if you get enough of you to do something, eventually it's going to work.
One thing I liked with the training sessions, when they started doing him training for the Rasengan Shuriken, he added wind into it, because apparently at a certain level, each ninja has a... Element type.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because every time they use a move, they
like an affinity towards it.
Yeah, but every time they use a move, they have to shout the name of the move and the element that's in it. Yeah, of course. Like Ice Dragon.
Fireball.
It's but, stupid.
Well, he says Rasengan Shuriken. He does not say wind.
Okay.
That's fair.
That's fair.
He doesn't shout the element. Anyway, so the one thing we learned is that the Shadow Clone Jutsu that he uses has a huge advantage of, let's say you make 100 Shadow Clones. And you have them all active for an hour training, you then get 100 hours of training imbued into your body, not 1 hour. So that's how he was able to master it. Yeah. He just made boatloads of clones constantly and kept training until he was able to master
it. It's like when you're playing a video game and you come upon an RPG and you're coming upon that infinite battle loop.
Yes.
And you fight one of them and you get like 3 hours worth.
You just grind.
You just get, but one battle is worth 100 because of his thing.
Now, that's cool. If you applied it any other time, they never applied it again, and it pissed me off.
Yeah, of course not. Because then that writes them into a corner, and then he's super overpowered again.
No, just give him a half hour to train, and then he gets a little bit stronger for his next fight. Think he's that disciplined to not to train when he doesn't have a fight? You know what I mean?
It's fair. I don't know. He's going to be Hokage, though. So.
Yeah, apparently. So, based off of what we've seen, we should rate it, not as a whole.
No, you're right.
So, off of what we've seen, I do think it's an above average shonen, but that doesn't mean it's a 9, doesn't mean it's an 8, because there's a lot of downsides. At best, I can give it a 6.
I think I'm a little harsher on it. I think it's too slow to be anything higher than an average anime. I think it's a 5.
That's fair.
Yeah. So, are we done with this one?
Yeah, I think so.
Alright, yeah, so we're done with this Naruto, but it took us 3 weeks to watch these 50 episodes.
Well, it took us 2 weeks, and then I had to postpone a week.
Well, so for the next 2 weeks, we're actually going to be covering Naruto movies instead of Dragon Ball Z. It just felt like it fit, so that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, it was perfectly fine.
And at the end of the second movie, we'll announce what we're going to be covering for the next category. So until then,
see you later.
Yep.
Next episode of Naruto.
Yep, bye.